Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. New video up this week again, and all the ones in the past weeks that are still there. So go check those out. And there, the ones on the website are all 3 minutes. If you go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, there's some 1 minute videos up there, small business minutes up there too. So check all that out. New poll question this week too. And Jeffrey Zavar's with us, folks. And Jeff has a great body of work that he's deposited with us over the years, and you can find that in his suite on our website. Also, his own website is chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely, chiefhomeofficer.com.
They can find your books there,
Facebook,
and all your writing.
All my content, yeah, and then yeah. Facebook, and then Chief Home Office for Twitter.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Jeff, we're talking in the previous segment about what do you do right after you lose a client. If you lose, we were just saying that you know, losing a bid, not getting the business when you were one of two or three is one thing, but having a customer and losing a customer, what do you do after that? And we were talking about some of the ways you deal with that. But one of the things that I think you got to do is you got to find a way to make sure that when you leave, that they feel that you're the classiest person in the world.
Right.
Even if there's a little bit of tension, even if there may be some, you know, time, maybe there's some hard feelings or whatever, whatever, you know, and it could be anything from, you know, across the board. You've got to walk away and say, and I used to do this. I mean, I still do it when it happens. I just say, you know what, thank you for the business. I've enjoyed working with you, and I hope we get to do this again. Please let me know what I can do to help you.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it's amazing, if you live long enough, how many of those scenarios that you thought you lost will come back again and turn into business again.
Absolutely.
If you leave it that way.
You have to leave the door open. And, you know, assuming it was nothing personal, assuming that
right.
the relationship didn't dissolve because you couldn't see eye to eye, they stiffed you for money, you were 6 weeks late on assignment, and they,
right.
you know, blew a major deadline and screwed things up and cost them money. You know, assuming it ended just because it did. And just because, I think we don't give enough credence to just because sometimes in business, things sometimes just don't work out. And in the relationship that we were speaking about in the previous segment, you know, I couldn't speak the client's voice for his personal blogs and essays that he wanted, but he runs a marketing firm. And he said, look, we have lots of clients we write for. I'm going to bring you back in
right.
for them. It's just you're not right for me personally
mm-hmm.
to write my stuff. And you know what? And that's fine. And that's great. And I appreciate that. And by the same token, you know, he is no different than any other client or prospect I've ever worked with.
Here's another thing, though, Jeff. And this, if you leave it the way we're talking, if you make sure that you walk out of there in a classy way, in a professional way, the truth is I'm going to say there's a 50-50 chance he's going to call you back in 6 months and say, you know what, I wasn't happy with how things were 6 months ago, but I haven't been able to find anything better, so maybe I have to adjust my thinking. I mean, you just never know. I've given proposals in years past, and 3 years later, the people didn't take the deal, and 3 years later they call me up and say, is this proposal still good? We found it. And I mean, I'm telling you can never ever. I mean, I've done business with people 20 years apart from the last time to the next time. You
right.
never know. You've got to. None of us, especially on Main Street, Jeff, you know this as well as anybody. None of us can afford to close the door behind something, as you said, that wasn't, you know, completely dysfunctional, like dishonesty or something like that.
Right, right. And I think we have to just realize that. And I, having written for 20 years about marketing, public relations, and communications for small and large businesses, the message that I've learned in my own business is you never know when that hook is going to get bit on. You never know when that seed is going to blossom. I mean, certainly, you know, bad metaphors because, you know, the seed has a season and it will or it'll die, you know, whatever. But you never know when you're when it's going to come together. That's why you go out and you network and you give business cards and you meet people on LinkedIn and you make connections because you never know when these things are going to hit.
And you know what else? You know what else you got to do? You've got to stay. If you think, if you would be willing to work with that person again, even if your feelings are hurt, even if it stung, whatever happened, if you're willing to work with that person again, you don't need to stay out of their sight.
Right.
You continue. You know, every in 3 months you drop them an email. Hey, John, just want you to know us. Was thinking about you. Hope you guys are okay.
Just checking in.
And that's my classic subject line with something like that. Checking in.
Right. And I always do that, especially with clients who we had a good relationship and things just went quiet. You know, just checking in, seeing how you're doing.
Yep.
You know, maybe we should get together, and I mean it, get together for a coffee or something.
Right.
It's not like an idle offer.
You never know what can come of it. You've got to continue to cultivate, as you said, network earlier. And folks, on Main Street, we can't afford to lose any relationships that we've already developed. The work we've already done is just too precious, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's me.
Come back again real soon.
Jim, thanks much.
Jeff Zabar, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago. Check us out. Feeling like
I ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.